I failed a lot of times in my 3-year career. There are times I don't produce money. There are times that I don't have clients. But I'm always saying to myself that, hey, God is faithful. God is good. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him because He knows what He's doing more than you. This is just part of the process. You just have to keep going and enjoy it.
You're listening to All In, a podcast brought to you by The Refined Gentleman's Lifestyle Lounge, powered by Podcast Network Asia. In this episode, Noel sits down and talks to Joshua Pincas. From earning 300 pesos a day to the possibilities of limitless monthly earnings, Joshua Pincas became the author of his journey and made Filipino Family Celebrating Abundance and Possibilities his personal, massive, transformative purpose. This is All In.
How's it going, man? Look at your hair. Looking good.
Yeah, just got a haircut from my local barber just nice. A few weeks.
Yeah.
So, and I really maintain this hairstyle already. Being in the refined for almost a year already. Almost a year this August. It really gave me so much input in how to dress, how to look, and how to style my hair. I've been through a lot of hairstyles. I mean, like crazy hairstyles, and it's just good whenever I do my haircut there, I always tell Jason, it's up to you, whatever you want to do it, right? Because I want to explore different hairstyles. And then when I found this cut, I wanted to maintain this. I look up to someone like Dan Locke.
Right? Oh, yeah, Dan Locke from Vancouver.
He's from Vancouver.
I like the hairstyle of Dan Locke, and then I said, hey, I kind of look like him as well. So might as well copy his
hair. Yeah, you would go to the refine, I think, once a week, I think, just to keep it maintained. Yeah, because I remember seeing you for when you first came in. Well, we met at a KMC event. What was that event called? It was a breakout event.
I still remember.
What was it? I remember everybody was talking to. It's kind of like speed dating.
Networking.
Yeah, speed dating. Like a speed networking speed or something dating. Like that. Something. Yeah, and then we met and we got to talking and stuff. And I think a couple days later, you showed up at the refine. And that was it. And then I saw your hair. Your hair is thick. Like my hair is thick, but not even close to how thick yours is. And it was like, whoa. And then you came in every week and it was just maintained. But we talked about this also is because it gives you, it's that next level confidence too. Not only when you work on the inside, but you have to work on the outside also. So you feel good. And I love the fact that you mentioned Dan Locke, that you are, aspired to that level. So you basically walk, talk, you feel that, especially for a young entrepreneur, they're looking for mentors. Right, so that's awesome. I never knew that. I never knew that you're a avid listener of Dan Locke. That guy is crazy. Like he's a great salesperson, man.
Yep, he is. I listen to a lot of his podcasts, also YouTube. But I'm more of a YouTube. Yeah, I like to hear and see things. The way the way he dresses, I also mimic it. At some points,
he's a very good dresser too.
Yeah, super big dresser. When I do client meetings physically before this lockdown, when I get up and I brush my hair like that, and then I feel like, hey, Dan Locke spirit is channeling through me, and it gives me so much confidence. Especially when I tell people, hey, I got this hairstyle and this look from Dan. Oh yeah, I know him. Well, yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. That you look like him also, and I'm getting this a lot of confidence and. Yeah. It just boosts me to the level I want to perform simply because I'm not holding back in terms of what I look. In the past, I'm not conscious in how I look. Like I never buy stuff for my wardrobe. I just receive them from people, my family, my aunties.
Yeah.
And haircut, I always tell, nah, there's no good haircut for me. But then again, entering this world and meeting a lot of people who are already in their game, top level of their game. And now I need to surrender to more than just grooming myself, but just, you know, that posture of walking that I can say I can be proud of.
Yeah.
And whoever I meet along the way, maybe walking in High Street and all, it just breaks the barrier that, hey, I'm ready to talk.
Yeah. No, it's a big differentiator when you're walking down the street and you see your one guy coming towards you and he's like dressed like with a beautiful suit, or even not even a suit, like nice dress pants, tailored dress pants, dressed like tailored shirt, and a nice briefcase, hair's fixed. You're like, wow, I wonder who that guy is. Like you automatically say, you assume that guy is successful, right? You know,
yep.
That's a huge thing. And I always say that the optics, and that's why the Refine's always been around. It's to work the inside and out, but it's also the outside. It's more of a confidence for yourself, right? As soon as you walk in the door, you don't have to introduce yourself. Like they sort of know, wow, who's this guy, right? And it's needed, because once you open your mouth, then it's up to you, right?
Yep.
Like if you open up your mouth and you don't know nothing and everyone, oh, wow, this guy's just a fake. Then, yeah, so you got to work on both sides. No, but I love about, I really, you know what I mean? Like this is the thing about young entrepreneurs or any entrepreneurs that I think they're missing. When it comes to, let's use basketball because Filipinos love basketball. They want to be like a really great basketball player. What do? They watch Michael Jordan. They watch Steph Curry. They watch how they play. They mimic how they play. They wear the same jersey, the same shoes. They wear, they practice the same moves on the practice court. Everything when they play, they visualize them being Steph Curry or Michael Jordan. But when it comes to business or their personal life, it's over. Like, oh, I'm who I am. All right, that's it. I'm destined to be me. That's it. No, it's exactly. Like, it's the same formula. Like, if you want to be Michael Jordan, practice like him. If you want to be Dan Locke, practice like him. And that's, I think, obviously, you and I have been talking about this, is that's why business mentoring, that's why business coaching, you know, especially for the young entrepreneurs, they don't know that. They can't, they've never transferred that knowledge on the basketball court to the business world, where really, what's your chances of being, you know, the next Michael Jordan from the Philippines? It's really, 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 really low, right?
No.
Not because Michael Jordan's really great. It's just Filipino. It's like, we have a lot to work towards, especially height challenges and everything. But when it comes to business, in business, it doesn't matter how tall you are, how big you are, how small you are.
Yep.
It's all in your, like, it's whatever is between your ears that matters. And that includes confidence, right? So I love that, because that's one thing. When we first met, I'm like, who is this guy? Like, you had a different mindset, like a really, truly different mindset that stood apart. And the reason why I'm saying this, and this is no disrespect at all to local Filipinos, especially the young ones, but you rarely see that hunger of business and, you know, wanting to be, you know, you have this vision in the local Filipino people. Like a lot of them, especially at the Refine, and I'll admit to it, there's a lot of foreigners. But for me, when I watch that happen and I'm looking at the data and seeing how much foreigners, and maybe 20-25% are local Filipinos, I am a little taken aback, because I'm a little disappointed, because I want more Filipinos. But when I met you, I'm like, yes, if I can multiply Joshua 100 times, we have a good place in the Philippines right now. And that's what we need, more of you, more people like you, Joshua, local Filipinos. So what can I ask you? This is, you know, let's go back to rewind. How did it all start? Like when you were young, when was the turning point that you're like, you know what, I'm not going to be the typical Filipino, you know, journey. There's something in me. Like, were you always an entrepreneur? They always say entrepreneurs are born, not raised, right? Mm-hmm. So how did it start for you, man?
Oh, it started way back, high school. Yeah, high school. I remember when I was in high school, I'm still on the direction of education, on wanting to pursue a course. And then a friend of mine invited me into a networking game. Like, networking, right? Multi-level marketing. So multi-level, I said, and then I said, no, nah. And then when he got me when he showed me his checks, right? Yeah. His earnings. And what WTF to that? Simply because you're a high school, you're in high school, and then you're earning this much. I mean, 10 grand for a high school kid like me before is really big. And I want that. I can be able to upgrade my PSP. I can be able to buy a new laptop, games. I said, I like that. I never have to ask my parents. So I said yes. And then I was exposed to this new world of sales and entrepreneurship. Yeah. I've seen leaders in that networking company, you know, 18, 17 years old, having this much income, buying this stuff, and hey, I want that as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, it died down. Yeah, it died down, but the spirit didn't die. When I transitioned to college, I still got this feeling, okay, since I'm doing civil engineering, I want to pursue a business right away after this.
Yeah.
But I have no direction. And then 2015 was my turning point. We hit a really big financial crisis here in the family. My father is working as an OFW in Japan. Okay. And at that time, economy was really bad. And the company he's working for shut down.
Yeah.
Left him unemployed. And then, you know, there's this conflict between him and a woman there, and it cost him a lot in terms of extending his visa. And you know what, how things work in Japan, you know, people don't hire you if you have short time in visa. Like, he's only extended 6 months. So people are questioning, why should I hire you? You're not going to stay here for long. So really, really hit a really big wall that time. And I was forced to stop. I was forced to stop, and then when I stopped college, a huge debt was surprised, you know, popped out of the blue. It's like a mushroom; it just grew somewhere. Yeah. Eventually, this was debt since end of 2013. When my dad is not giving us allowances like the regular thing.
Yeah.
So we had this debt. And then I stopped college, and then my family is saying, no, just pursue it. The typical kami na bahala, right?
Yeah.
They will be the one to compensate me. And I said, no, I don't want going to school and going home, hearing all this stuff.
Yeah.
No, I want to do something about it.
Wow.
And that's the first time I got excited again. You know, for a long time, I got excited simply because finally I'm holding the reins of my life right now. It doesn't depend on what course I have. It doesn't already depend on how my family will direct me. It depends on me.
Wow.
And at that moment, I'm going to go first to the first venture I did when I was a high schooler. So I went into networking again, and first year, it was all about, and it's not all about income. I didn't really earn anything, but it's all about stretching myself and becoming this new Josh to be.
Yeah.
You know, developing my innards, so to speak. I was able to experience knocking on doors, getting rejected, getting shot. No, I'm seeing local people like the titas every afternoon. They're talking. Chica chica, and then I'm this huge guy bringing, you know, bringing beauty products.
Oh my god, I love it.
I have things like this and like that, getting rejected here and that, here and there, and that built my confidence. And I was getting feedback, hey, you know what, you need to, you know, dress up, because, man, I'm still wearing my black shoes from high school that time.
Yeah.
I don't have any. That journey was crazy. I don't have internet. I don't have even a good phone. It's still on keypad. I had literally to market my products online because I got tired in the door-to-door. So people told me, hey, why don't you try Facebook ads or like that? So I tried because, hell, what I have got to lose? I have no money in my pocket. I have no money in my bank account.
Oh, my God, so, I love it.
So, at that moment on, I only have 300 pesos allowance per day. My day goes like this. I sleep from around 7 a.m. all the way to 3 p.m. And then just take a little snack and eat and drink. And then I travel from here to gig. You're near me, right?
Yeah.
So I travel from here to gig all the way to Malate, Manila.
Wow.
Because that's where I love playing computer games. So I said, okay, if I'm going to market this online and I need a computer and I need the internet, I just might do this in a computer cafe where my favorite games are all as well. So that I don't get stressed. Right, and while I'm playing, I'm posting those products in different Facebook groups in my timeline. So you know, here every now and then I always see my Facebook memories, and it's all part. It's all there, marketing those products, those beauty products. So that was my day. I mean, literally, I have 50 pesos budget. That's from here going there, and from there going here, and then 100 pesos will be allotted for the computer cafe promo. So that's from 8 p.m. all the way to around 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. in the morning. So I'm like on a graveyard shift every day. And I just have like another 50 pesos for my food. And the others are if ever I want to buy stuff, like if I want to eat pancit canton during my shift. That was my journey 2016 all year long. It's about stretching myself. And you know, it paid off 2017. December 2016, I got a call from Avida Land.
Yeah.
And they said they saw my posts and they're exactly looking for someone like me because they're putting up a new team, a new sales team.
Wow.
Will be called digital sales team. So since they saw me very aggressive in posting, they want to hire me. So I said yes, and I trained there from January to March, all the trainings, all the paperwork, all the licensing, and then it started from there. I got my first sale April. First thing that came to mind, hey, Josh, is this really for you? A simple 200 peso soap, you're having a hard time to sell. How much more a property that's worth millions? But then again, I said, you know what? Maybe the last year was just a test for me to really know where I want to go. And yeah. You know, I got so inspired by my first sale in real estate because it gave me a perspective. I'm not just selling a property, I'm selling a dream.
Yeah.
Because I remember my first sale, it was a lot in Cavite. And, you know, when we're touring the development, it hit me at that moment when the daughter of my client said, hey, Dad, we're gonna live here already. Wow. We have a swimming pool because there's an amenity area with a swimming pool. And I can swim every day. It hit me at that time that, okay. This is different. This is something different. These are not people wanting to get properties because they have money. No, these are literally their dreams. And from then on, I got so passionate. Literally went from average 2 grand a month to 30 grand a month in that 2017.
Yeah.
That's why I have a lot of respect and a lot of gratitude for the multi-level marketing industry because it really stretched me to breaking point. Now I'm gonna do this no matter what because I have to.
Yeah,
I got nothing to lose, but everything to gain. And then 2017, it's very funny. Why am I also in the financial industry? Because I earned good 2017, but I said to myself, how come I didn't keep that much?
Yeah.
And then I started learning about money. I started learning about investing. And then I came across personal development. And That 2018 was my biggest financial year, and that is also the year where I engaged myself, invested myself in a lot of personal development programs. Up until now, reading books, subscribing, and also paying webinars. It's crazy, that journey, you know. It took from 2018 all the way to now. It was 5 years. But when I look at it, when I look back, I can say that it all makes sense why everything happened that way. You know, just last week, right, I posted about my MTP, the Massive Transformative Purpose. I got so personal with that, that, you know, my MTP is to see every Filipino family celebrating abundance and possibilities. Because, you know, reflecting about my life in the past 5 years, I want to be a message of possibilities to people, and that, you know, wherever you came from, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just the moment I decide on what's going to happen next, that's going to happen.
No. Oh, my God. Chills. That's amazing, because that's huge. That hits a huge personal chord for me, because I feel like a lot of people in the Philippines in that position, they don't think they have an option. They think it's, you know, what they are given in their life, that's it. They have no other choices to you know, change their life. And the way I see multi-level marketing, it's great because it's a good starting point. And it's practice. It's really what it is. It's practice. It's like that saying, you know, it's people say that, you know, the universe, you know, is going to guarantee you're going to have a successful life, but it just can't tell you when. So until then, you have to be ready. So you got to practice. So your selling soap and all that prepared you, because you weren't ready. Like, you weren't ready. If the Aveda Land came to you right from the very beginning, you would have, you know, they would have hired you, but then you would have failed that, you know, you wouldn't have been able to sell that piece of land because you didn't know. You don't know how to sell it. And then they'll remember you, go, okay, sorry, we have to let you go. And then it's like, damn it, you weren't ready for it. And I love, you know, I mean, that's like, you hustled, like you had 300 peso budget per day. Because what I've been trying to say this in All In is that you don't have to come from an affluent family. Because that's the trend here. If you come from a rich family, you're going to do well. Okay, let's put that aside. Yeah, you will. There's a good chance you will. But then there's a majority, there's more people out there that are not coming from an affluent family. So then what? What do? You just say, forget it? No, I want all those people that are, you know, that in that position, that no, you have an opportunity, and you're a perfect example. I've been looking forward to talk to you from the moment kind of like the podcast was conceived. I said, I want to bring someone on like you to tell your story, because you're a local Filipino boy that's done well. You know what I mean? And again, timeline is irrelevant, because sometimes it'll take a year, sometimes it'll take 10 years. If you don't quit, it'll happen. But for you, you're able to take a step back every time and say, okay, let me assess my life again. You made all that money and you say, okay, why didn't I save that much? Okay, I got to work on my personal stuff there. And I know that you've taken, like, you know, your life coaching, like courses, like Abundance, I think it's called. You know what I mean? Working on your inner self. Again, that's what you need to do to go all in. You have to work on your inside and outside. Man, bro, I didn't know about that story. I didn't know your hustle, because all I see is the guy who's hustling now. And there's a lot of hustle in you, a lot. And it's inspiring seeing you come in, because I know you're working. Even while you're at the Refine, you were like, you're still in your head, you're working, planning everything out. But I didn't know about the whole internet cafe, man, and on Facebook and selling. You know what I mean? Like, somebody approached me about multi-level marketing, and they said, what do you think of them? Like, dude, it's a good starting point. You know what I mean?
It is.
Don't, you know, like, there's some good ones, there's some bad ones, but at least it teaches you, you know, it teaches you how to hustle. Because it's like, one of my first jobs, bro, was selling knives door to door. Yeah. It was called Cutco. I actually know it. Cutco.
CUTCO. They're probably still around. Amazing knives, by the way. Yeah. One of my demos that they taught us to do is take a coin and cut it into to a spiral that opens up wine bottles. And I still know how to, if I had the cut coke scissors, I actually would know how to do it. That's how strong it was. But I probably sold just to family and then I quit. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I did another thing and I quit. And that was my journey. It took longer because I realized, man, I quit so many times when it was too hard. You know what I mean? Or I wasn't making the money that I thought it was my head. I quit. Right. For you, you could have quit at the internet cafe and said, fuck it, I'm going to just play video games. You know, you could have said, forget it. I'm just going to live the way I live. I'm not destined to be this. Look at me. Look at where I live. Look at my life. But now look at your life. Now you're basically a symbol of someone who did not quit. And look at where you are now. And I know, I mean, that's why we really got to start talking, because we want to create a movement for young entrepreneurs, right? That's how you and I had that conversation. It was your MTP that you posted that changed me for the Refine. That's why that program that we're creating, the apprenticeship program, was created because of you. Like, I looked at your MTP and I'm like, fuck, look at this kid. You know what I mean? He's trying to change lives. He's a young local Filipino boy that's, you know, hustling and grinding. How many of them are out there? We just don't know. And I know your background because, you know, we have mutual friends, and I know that you take the courses, you're constantly working on yourself. I didn't know about the beginning part of it, and even more so now. That's why I wanted you to come on board, you know, with the Refine and help us with this apprenticeship program, because you're our target group. You're the one that's in the internet cafe. Those are the ones, man, we have to give a chance to, because, you know, the Philippines, it's a tough place. It's so fucking tough. Like, when you don't have money, when, you know, driving around, seeing the wow, I'll get teary. I don't want to talk about it too much. But when I see the fellow Filipinos, like, hustling, or no hope in sight, like, your heart melts, man. Like, when I go to, you know, somewhere at the gig, the mall and stuff, and I pass through the houses, the communities there, you know, I'm like, oh my God, how did I get so lucky, right? So instead of me friggin', you know, feeling sorry for myself, I'm in a position to make a difference. And that's why we created the apprenticeship program at the Refine, because it's time to really, you know, get those young entrepreneurs, get them the best mentoring, get them the best business coaching, get them, you know, get them ready. And we talked about, you got excited. Remember when we were talking, I remember that. When I said, yeah, you get a bespoke suit for your first pitch suit, you're like, what? Okay, yeah. Like, you know, you were so excited because you got it. You understood. You told me about your first suit. Yeah. Like, how did you feel? Okay, let's get to that. Tell me about your first, like, what, how did you, from a guy who's paying, had a budget of 300 pesos a day, to deciding, I'm going to buy my first suit.
That was a very, you know, monumental specific event for me, simply because that was way back 2018. 2019, I got the suit. Because I got an elite award, okay, in my insurance, and I was invited to the elite awards night.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, will I just come, you know, with my usual casual get up, or would I invest for myself as well? And then MJ approached us. Right, you know MJ?
No. Who's MJ?
Meljan Aguilar. He
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's also a member, right? So he approached us, awardees, and then he said, as a gift, you know, I have a friend, okay? We're going to split the budget, right? If you're willing, I cannot pay it all, but we can split to pay for the suit. And said, I said to myself, I'm not going to pay that much. I mean, yeah. I can look good just by this thing and that thing, but I ask myself, what if I, you know, every time I'm with a VIP client, every time I'm in an event, I wear this suit and this is tailor fit. this is something that if I ever do cartwheels, it will not go off. It's really that tailor fit, and most importantly, it's something of my design. I choose that. I choose this. I chose that. Right? It gave me the moment I wore it in the first fitting, even though it's not finished yet, the feeling was, hey, let me take this home already. Because I want to start wearing it. And I said to the tailor, I want this to be like an everyday suit, not just for an event. Because I want to wear this like two times a week. I want to wear this thing. I want to be proud of it. And I want to experience that level of confidence that a lot of successful business people have. I mean, you know, in my personal development journey, I've always believed in the be, do, have concept.
Right? What's that? What's the be, do, have?
Be, do, have is instead, a lot of Filipinos are in the do, have, be concept. All right. I'm going to do this thing so that I can have what I want and be what I want. Mm-hmm. The be, do, have is totally different. It's I'm going to be that person right now.
And oh my God, I've never heard that before.
Right? And do the things that person does right now so that having that is just going to come with the least effort because my body memory is already trained to be that person already since I'm being that right now. So, I said to myself, successful people, you know, successful people have designer shirts that cost for, you know, $2,000, $10,000. No, I'm going to start investing in myself. I'm going to invest in watch. I'm going to invest in a lot of things. I'm going to invest in my suit simply because this, I want to be in the feeling. Again, it's the be. I want to be in the feeling of that person. I feel good about myself, I automatically do good. And you know, having is just automatic. Like, I mean, you know, this apprenticeship,
apprenticeship program.
I think I picked the hardest word for the Filipino to say. Oh no.
Especially this calling it the refined, the apprenticeship program.
I never knew where this came from. It's just like you just gave me a call. But since, you know, I said to myself, Josh, what did you do to have this, to attract this, to be involved in this? And I realized that simply because every moment of my day, I simply be that person. You know, I live my life every day as if I've already, I've already helped a lot of families celebrating that abundance. Because if I don't do that, I'm gonna be burnt out. I'm gonna be tired. You know, if I can't have those material things of success, what's one thing I can do? I can be that right now.
Yeah,
feeling and thought.
Yeah.
And body movement.
Yeah, everything. You have to become that person already. The one that you envision in your head. Because once you do it, that's why, like, as simple as fixing your hair in the morning to go out is a huge thing. Or putting on, you know, iron dress shirt or pants. You know what I mean? Investing yourself is probably the one word that you said in describing it was you. The thing of... I think young entrepreneurs don't do. It's weird. They invest themselves when it comes to new sneakers, you know, or the new, you know what I mean? They'll spend a little bit more on the new sneakers. You know, they line up for that stuff. But when you ask them to create a wardrobe of success, to, you know, spend a little bit more time on their hair. I'm not even saying go to the refinery and get your haircut, but go anywhere, but get it fixed. Put something in your, like, fix it, wear it, everything. And it all, and for me, it always starts in the shoes. I can tell a lot about someone when I look down at their feet of, you know, how serious they take themselves. Not necessarily how successful they are, but more so how they, you know, take care. And I do get sad when I see people that, you know, you can tell by the shoes, you can tell, yeah, they're still in the beginning stages, right? You know, and I want to help them, you know? So for me, you're right. You have to invest in yourself. You have to become that person you want to be. But the problem is, I think, is a lot of, let's say, Filipinos, they don't know who they want to be. They don't. Like, there's not that much. They're not inspired by anybody right now. There's not a lot of, especially in the Philippines, who are you going to aspire to? A politician? You know, and we can spend fucking hours talking about that. Your tito and stuff, maybe, but maybe not, right? If you're coming from a lower income family, you're not looking to anybody in front of you, right? So who do you look up to, right? And that's the challenge, man. That's the challenge that we got to get across. I know I can count in one hand the amount of young entrepreneurs that I've met. And all of them, I'm reaching out to them to be part of the apprenticeship program. You're the main one. I said, you're going to be this program was actually tailored for you. If I didn't know you earlier, every feature that includes in the membership was actually for you, from the business coaching, 1 hour business coaching a week, to the individual mentor that you can talk to the virtual events and all that stuff with the suit. It was actually my conversation with you that allowed me to create the features. And then I looked at my network of young entrepreneurs. And I was sad because there's only two. Aside from you, there's two more. That's it. That was hustling and grinding like you guys. I'm like, oh my God, how can this be? You know what I mean? So that kind of confirmed that with this program, we need to do it. I reached out to one of them yesterday and he was so happy because I didn't say that, you know, that we're bringing him on board. I just said, what do you think of this? And I told him, he reacted the same way as you. You're like, oh my God, business coaching? What do you mean business coaching? And then he started grilling me on the business coaching. Yeah, it's 1 hour a day. 1 hour, oh no, 1 hour a week. You get to have this conversation. You'll have an individual mentor that you can reach out. It's kind of like a AA program. I'll call Anonymous a sponsor. Right, we're gonna create that because this young entrepreneur. I remember mine, but this is the most crucial time. So you guys head in the right direction. So for you, man, I'm so honored of having you part of this, man. Because we need to do this more. Like we need to. There's so many other guys like you at the internet cafe. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're probably just playing video games. When they could have been doing what you did, play video games and posting on Facebook, they didn't know, man. So how do you feel like we can, you know, I'll be honest with you, looking at it and looking at the scope of this, it's exhausting to think. Mm-hmm. It is exhausting to think of how can we reach all these, you know, men, young entrepreneurs, you know, how do we reach out to them? How do we convince them? Yeah, this is the price point at the end. But this is what you get. You know what I mean? Because it's a different mindset. You know what I mean? You have a different mindset. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Obviously, we're not targeting, you know, the people that can't afford the membership. We're going to help them. We already have an idea how to help some of those people too, right? The ones that can't afford the membership. But the ones that can, how do you convince? Like what was your thought process when you signed up with Abundance? Like what made you say, you know what? All right, I got to do this. Because a lot of successful people have come out of that.
Yeah. There's only one reason. I'm so hungry in growing myself. And one thing that I want to lift up out there is this thing called coachability. Mm-hmm. When you said that this is a mentorship program, you're going to have a mentor that who's going to be with you in this journey. I said, wow, that's going to fast track everything. Because, you know, that's what we exactly do in that Abundance program is we're given a coach. And that's a call every day, but not a 1 hour call. It's a 10-minute accountability call.
Yeah, exactly.
With coachability comes that accountability. And then, you know, someone would actually hold you accountable to what you said yes to. Yeah. And therefore, you're going to do everything in your power to meet that commitment. Like for me, my biggest goal last year when I entered that abundance program is I want to lose a lot of weight because I'm really fat, fat.
Yeah.
And I weighed 240 before entering that and started my grind. I ended the year 2019 at around 180.
Wow.
And I didn't even feel that I'm working out tired. My diet is forced, right? The feeling of being forced to a diet, right? I didn't feel that simply because, number one, I'm excited. Number two, someone is holding me accountable to what I said yes.
Yeah.
That is, you know, how I sell, how will I sell this? How will I make people say yes to this? It's simply because of accountability. You know, accountability, I'm pretty sure, and I'm guaranteeing this because I experienced this, accountability will shorten a 5-year goal to a 3-year goal.
Absolutely.
Even want it even to a 1-year goal.
Yeah.
It shortens that time period.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not that, I'm in a hurry to be successful. No, I have a sense of urgency so that I get this done. So I can expand on more.
Yeah. Absolutely. The accountability is huge. And I, you know, people have to understand too, it doesn't mean, like say in the business world, it doesn't mean it has to come from somebody that is a successful business person. It's not that. Like my person that holds me accountable is my best friend, Mark, in Toronto. He's like, he does well for himself. He's a real estate agent. We don't do anything similar at all in industry. But he holds me accountable to all my dreams. Like we used to, when I lived in Toronto, me and him used to take a walk every night, actually at midnight. It would be midnight because the streets were quiet in Toronto. And no matter how cold it was, we would walk around and talk about dreams and where do I see myself? Where do you see yourself? So on and so forth. And then when everything's said and done, he'll ask me, so what did you do today to make that happen? What that one little thing you got closer to that? And then I have to answer him. And this is what I did. And this is what I did. And this, and then before you know it, holy shit, I did a lot of stuff, right? Yeah. It's accountability in that one because you can't do it by yourself. I think this is the mistake with a lot of entrepreneurs. They think they have to do it by themselves. And it's not. The more people around you, the teams, is going to be, like they say, what's that saying? If you surround yourself with 5 millionaires, you will be the 6th. When you surround yourself with 5 successful people, you will be the 6th. If you surround yourself with 5 lazy people, you will be the 6th. That's it, right? So that accountability is creating this, your group of mentors and that's really important. Like you can't do it by yourself, right?
Agreed. It's really the theory of space that defines it all. You know, I like when you mentioned that because that's how exactly the theory of space is defined. It's you're the average of the 5 people you spend most of your time
with. Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, why am I here in this space? Why am I so far ahead in just that five years that I had? Simply because of space. I made a decision. I scrape off my old space. I want a new space that would grow me, that would support me, and who has the same vision that I have.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got that from MJ, got that from Russ, got that from Vicky. These are people who think the same. And now even they are so far ahead from me, there's one thing in common, that vision.
Yeah.
And that helped me be confident in my vision because I'm with people who made it there.
Yeah.
And they still have that vision. They're not stopping until they reach all the ends of the earth. I don't know. But they're not stopping. And this gives me a boost of confidence simply because back then when I have this space that doesn't really help me a lot, people would think I'm crazy. My family thought I'm crazy pursuing.
I love it.
Right? My family thought I'm crazy. Just get a job, you know? It's better. It's stable.
Yeah.
You have a stable income. But no. I've seen people earning 7 figures and they, I've even seen a midget in MLM, in multi-level marketing, earning six figures a month. I mean, that's a midget.
Yeah.
I have a complete set of body. I have a perfect normal body. Why can't I?
Exactly. Yeah, you have to surround yourself. You do. Like, and this is the toughest part. People don't understand. By surrounding yourself with, say, the five or whatever, let's make a number, three, five, whatever. That means you have to assess the people around you that are in the way. And that's the tough part, that you have to say goodbye to toxic people in your life. That's the hardest part. You know what I mean? Because it could be your girlfriend. It could be your boyfriend. It can be your wife. It can be your husband. I know that's a very sensitive topic here in the Philippines, when especially with marriage. But if you have a spouse that does not support you in your dreams and continually holds you back, you need to make a decision to walk away. You know, and everyone has a deserve to be happy. And I know that, like I said, that's a sensitive topic in the Philippines because there's no divorce. But you know what? If you want to be happy and you want to be successful financially or in life, in general, you have to get rid of this toxic. I got rid of my toxic. I don't have toxic people around me anymore. My core group of people around me hold me accountable, support me. You know what I mean? And that's the secret sauce, especially in the beginning when your parents are saying, I'm not saying get rid of your parents, but you just have to keep on going because they're looking out for the best of you. And their mindset is not an entrepreneurial mindset, especially in the Philippines. North America, a little bit more. They're like, yeah, okay, you want to be your own boss, go do it. But in the Philippines, it's a lot different. Wow. It's be a doctor, be a lawyer, be a politician, whatever, be a priest. So that's the mindset. But with the people around you, your friends, I was going to ask you that. One of the things I was going to ask you is, because you start dressing up the way you do, you fix your hair, you're very concerned about your appearance and your optics. And did you have friends that kind of made fun of you and said, you know, you're so mayabang. Oh, bro, you think you're better than everyone. Like, or did you get the other, you know, you could have got the other way. They were very supportive and you actually changed them to start dressing up better, you know?
I never created people who said I'm mayabang or I'm dressing up too loudly.
Yeah.
No, it's just, yes, I dress like this, but who I am is who I am.
Yeah.
Whatever your judgment is doesn't affect me. My friends know that. No, I've been through a lot, and a lot of people judge me as well, but I never change a single fact about myself simply because this is who I am and I know where I want to go.
Yeah.
People, you know, when I go out with my friends, I'm in my casual business attire. I have a jacket with me.
Okay. I love it.
Hey, we're gonna drink. We're gonna party. Why do you do? Where you dress up? I said I'm dressed up for the occasion. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who's gonna meet? Who am I gonna meet? Maybe the owner of that bar.
Yeah.
Is there?
Oh man, and I fucking love it.
You know, if I'm gonna come in shorts, it's not gonna entertain me at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we can have a talk around ideas, not just about women, not just about liquor. We can have a talk around ideas just because of how I look.
Yeah.
I want to be ready. And I think what they call this, they don't judge me as someone na mayabang or that. It just simply, they just accept that, okay, Josh is really on a different level. But I'm still maintaining a posture of, hey, I'm going to have fun. But I'm just like this because I want to be ready for what's next. Because I don't know. That's the key.
That's the key. Be ready. Like I said, the universe won't give you success guaranteed. It just can't tell you when, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be ready because it can be the next meeting you have could be the turning point that just changes everything, changes your life. More importantly, changes your family's life, right?
Exactly.
Again, that's my motivation is changing the life of my family. That they never have to worry about absolutely anything ever, ever, ever again, right? If my two kids wants to open up, like my daughter, because she's a lot like me, she's crazy in when it comes to daydreaming. If she wants to open up a store that sells pink slippers, all right. If you can come up with a good business plan and a financial projection, I will invest everything. I will make sure it happens. If you're hardworking, I'll give it to you, right? I want to give that opportunity that, you know, for me, I had the greatest support with my family, man. Like, they might not have the millions to back me, but they help whenever they can. And they, you know, they still help in a lot of ways. I still have that conversation with them, but I was ready. I'm ready every single day, whatever happens. And that's what I'm seeing with you. When you walk into the Refined Bro, I know you're ready. There's another guy, and there's a lot of people that I can say this about them. There's another member, Wael. I don't know if he listens to this, if he hears it. Wael, like, he is, don't call me on this, a brand manager at Unilever. And he is freaking amazing. When he walks in, he's dressed to the nines. Like, he's dressed for success. Like, you take him seriously. But he's the most humble person you'll ever meet in your life. It never went to his head how good he is. But you can tell he takes himself seriously. And this is, and he comes in like you once a week to get, you know, cleaned up or fade or whatever. And he says that time in the Refine is to recharge, to kind of turn off my brain for a second. You know, after the haircut, stay for another hour. And who does that at a barbershop? Stay for another hour, you know, enjoy whatever drink, old fashioned, and then just reflect, okay, what did I do today? You know, and I always say, you got to earn your sleep, right? At the end of the night, did you earn your sleep? If you haven't, you know, get up, you got to work, you got some work to do, right? And for you, that's so inspiring, man. I think you're going to inspire, I know you're going to inspire a lot of listeners, the young entrepreneurs, the ones that wants to be an entrepreneur, but they don't know how. You know, those are the ones that, because your story is so much different from mine. I mean, I'll be honest, man. I didn't go through that hardship. I'll be honest with you. You know, my last name, you know, we have a great, great line of entrepreneurs, politicians, doctors, and all that stuff. And I got to move to Toronto and I won the lottery and I got to go to a great school and everything. But I haven't forgotten about the local Filipinos, because if it wasn't for us going to the Philippines, I know I probably would have been one of them, because my parents weren't rich. My family were, like, the lineage, but not my mom and dad. And they took a chance leaving at 21 to change their life. And they were making nothing. Like, they were next to nothing in Toronto. But they gave us an opportunity for me and my sisters to do it. So I can relate to that. But I didn't hustle at 300 pesos a day, man. Budget? Bro, look how far, oh man, you will inspire so many people. And I'm so excited about people getting to know who Joshua Pingas is, man. Cause you're a force of nature, man. Victoria speaks so highly of you. Like, it's crazy that there's nothing she just said. That's, you gotta have him on board. You know what I mean? Like, your story is fucking real. This is as real as it can get. All the people I've interviewed here, I gotta admit, you're the one that's, like, right from the core, exactly who are trying to change. Like, there's so many initiatives that we can do. Like, one of the things that, you know, I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, maybe we get sponsors from companies, maybe from the Refined, because they're CEOs and stuff, to sponsor, you know, a person that, a young guy who can't afford the membership, but has great ideas, you know.
Chart tank right now, huh?
Yeah, if we can have if I met Joshua Pingas at an internet cafe and I know he couldn't afford the membership, I said, you know what, we want to bring you on board, we want to give you the same feature, all the stuff, you know, what's included, but we'll take care of it. You're, you know, the company is blah blah blah, ABC company wants to take care of you. I think that's, we need to start really looking into that, because I think in this whole interview, this whole episode, man, that's the one that kind of, I always go back to in my head, is you sitting in the internet cafe. I don't know why. That's so powerful. You were in the internet playing video games. During the video games, you will fucking post something on Facebook of your product, because you're trying to kill two birds with one stone, because you only had X amount of dollars or pesos per day. So you don't stress yourself out. You played a little bit more video games. And then you post it. And then that's when Avita Land called you and says, wow, we've been seeing your social game. It's pretty strong. But they didn't know you were in the internet cafe.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. I always, you know, the way I look at my setup right now, I can really see how far I've been. I mean, I have a good gaming laptop with me that I'm using. I have my mic right here.
Yeah.
And I have very great internet speed. Never saw, you know, never expected myself to be here, but I saw it before.
Yeah.
No, I remove expectations so that I don't get attached, but I continually visualize myself.
Yes.
In greatest and grandest version of me. And that's my fuel every day. You know, seeing myself in that moment.
Yeah.
Feeling that moment. And, you know, I always tell this to people, you know, if you're just going to go out there and just provide. My mentor told me this, Coach Russ, if you're just going to go out there and you just want to provide for family, then just go stay with employment. Your chances are better there.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to do something different, if you want to go change the world, crazy idea, you must go beyond that. And it gave me a lot of ideas running in my mind. Okay, how can I get out of this space of just providing for my family? And there it hit me. You know, seeing my story, seeing my journey, I can say it's possible. And I'm not yet done. I'm not yet there. I'm not even at 20, 10. I'm not even at 5% of where I want to be. But I know eventually I'm going to get there because the way I move, the way I feel is already that person maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Yeah. Wow. I never mentioned this. I don't know if, no, actually, because I didn't know your how you know, that you look up to Dan Locke. But we have a member. I don't know if you ever met him. His name is Matt. He interviewed on his YouTube channel, Dan Locke, went to his condo in Vancouver, sat with him, and I think it was about a 30-minute interview on YouTube. Matt, he has a thing, YouTube channel called Engineered Truth. And yeah, Matt, he's in LA now because of this whole lockdown. But yeah, he's one of our members, man. I mean, I don't know. Have you met Dan Locke?
No.
Maybe okay. I don't know. I can't promise him. I'll reach out to Matt, see if we can connect you to Dan Locke, even for like a phone call. Because yeah, like he interviewed him. He interviewed Matt, Dan at his condo. They were talking about, you know, how to sell and how to envision, you know, the condo and the whole life and how, where he came from. Dan came from nothing to look where he is now.
Yeah.
The same sort of story, right? So I never knew that. I just hit pop in my head like, holy shit, Matt knows Dan Locke from the Refine. Like, he's a member. So when everything goes back to normal-ish, I'll reach out to Matt when he gets back to the Manila and see what he can do. Maybe he can just get a phone call, just so you can say hi to Dan. That'd be freaking awesome. Yeah, I mean, because you need that, bro. I think you. For me, I look up to, you know, a lot of, you know, Simon Sinek is probably one of the guys I really like listening to.
He's one of the best. He's
good. I love the rawness of Gary Vaynerchuk. I think Gary V is. He tells you straight up. There's no secret. You know, there's no like shortcut. It's the work. Put in the fucking work. Put in the work. Sell that freaking bar of soap. To get you, like, stop making excuses. You gotta work, right? And then it'll pay off. You know what I mean? Like, guys like that. Tony Robbins, I can admit too. I his next Netflix documentary, I'm Not Your Guru, is it was life changing too, right? So, but I'm the reason why I'm mentioning that stuff is that you need, you know, young entrepreneurs, they need that. They need that guidance. You know, because what I know now is so different from what I knew 5, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, right? And I'm better for it, right? And for you, it's scary how successful you're going to be with your mindset. Your mindset is so, like, do you feel that mindset that you have, that fucking unstoppable mindset you have, were you born with it, or was it just, you know, looking at Dan Locke and doing abundance and surrounding yourself with 5 people, having a mentor, did that create the unstoppable mindset, or was that always there? Like, you know what I mean?
It wasn't. I think it wasn't always there, but you know, I'm a spiritual person. That's one of my biggest, if not the biggest factor why I didn't give up, why I continued pursuing. It's because of my faith. And, you know, part of my faith always tells me that I'm created for greatness. Because, you know, if my faith is Christianity, and if you look at it in the Bible, it says there, you know, they made humans in the image and likeness of God, meaning likeness.
Yeah.
And God is great, so we are. Mm-hmm. It's just that in this journey, how will I respond at that time a decision has to be made?
Yeah.
Because like everyone is born great. We're all born equal. You know, we're born in a hospital or somewhere else. But then again, at some point of time, you have to make the decision if I'm going to claim that or not, because that's the free will we have, right? Mm-hmm. Choose the path of this one or that one. But my question is, are you going to wait for greatness to find you, or will you be that greatness right now?
Yeah, that's a really good point with Christianity and your faith, because that's one thing I do notice about you. When you post every day, you post a passage, which is people, me being one of them, was always there was a conflict of me being successful in Christianity, because I came from, you know, a different religion, and that religion never really, I don't know if, I don't want to say it made me feel guilty, I think it did, that, you know, money is the root of all evil kind of thing, that having success. But when I found, you know, Christianity and I went to that changed me totally. It's like, it's okay to be successful. It's okay to have money, you know, depends, especially what you do with it. That can help other people. You know, I mean, that's the, you know, the vehicle God's giving us is the success to, you know, be his ambassador. And I think that's a really important thing, is a lot of young entrepreneurs, there's a conflict in them, especially there's, you know, they're probably their family's like, oh, money is going to ruin you, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. You know what I mean? Yeah. It actually might help you help a lot of people. I know what my girlfriend does, you know, what she does, she helps the Little Sisters program, and she's constantly posting about that. That's her journey. Like, without the money, she won't be able to do what she does, right? She needs it, but she gives it back, right? So I love that about you, that the faith. But you know what's funny? Everyone was so kind of like, especially North America, I can't speak in the Philippines, but North America, there's somewhat of pushback about when you talk about religion. Oh, well, don't talk about it. Oh, I feel so awkward. Oh, religion. But when you talk about the universe, the secret. Oh yeah, the universe. I love it. The universe is God.
Yeah.
When you say, oh, the universe is sending you this, it's God that's sending you it. It's just a different way of wrapping the package. Is the universe, you know, knows what you want. No, God knows what you want. God will give you this. Yeah. God. And when I realized that, I'm like, oh, that's okay then. You know what I mean? There was a lot of conflict. Yeah. Now, I mean, that's what it is.
I always, you know, I tell people, especially, you know, I hold up Bible studies. Not the best success book out there is still the Bible. Everything is there. I mean, you know, what they tell in The Secret. I read the book The Secret during this quarantine, and a lot of them I can relate to some passages in the Bible already. It's just that I have to receive this and apply it on my own. Yeah. A lot of investment. What they call this? A lot of investment principles came from Proverbs. Proverbs has so much investment principles. Like, you know, there's a verse there that you would say to you, something that comes easily will go away easily as well. You know, exactly, it's there. And in the Old Testament, this is what I love. When I encountered this. In the Old Testament, there are two passages that I love, really, literally, when it comes to success, money, and all. You know, it's when God told Abraham, you know, I will make you great, and I will make your nation great. Why? Because you will be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's a psalm that says, you know, the Lord is pleased with the success of his servant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love hearing that simply because, yeah, I can be successful. God permitted me. God created me to be one so I can bless a lot of people and bring them as well into the level that I'm in.
Yeah. And that's important to have a spiritual mentor, right? Through this, right? Because it really grounds you. I mean, I have basically three. They're all members at the Refine. Pastor Paolo, Pastor Jojo, Pastor Jonathan. They're all from Victory. And, you know, and whenever I feel down, I call up Pastor P and say, hey, Pastor, oh, you know, this is what I'm feeling. And he always makes times to talk to me. He'll send me a passage to read at night. And Pastor Jojo, another person, Pastor Jonathan constantly sends me Viber messages of, you know, good news and stuff. And those are my mentors too. Like, let's not get it twisted. It's not just business mentors. If you want to be successful in this life financially, especially financially, you need to have business and spiritual mentors, because you don't want to be, I'm going to say it, you don't want to be that rich asshole.
That, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
God's,
yeah.
God's still going to give you the money. You work hard, you're still going to get it. But it's up to you if you want to be an asshole, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of freaking assholes out there. There's people that they think they're better themselves because they have a lot of money. I think that's sometimes my obstacle to become extremely, you know, financially successful. Because I actually told somebody, I don't want to be an asshole. And then that's when I found Christianity. And that's where I met Pastor Paul and them. And it's like, no, that's not going to happen. And I told them that. I told them straight out, Pastor Paolo, this is my first meeting. I'm scared to become successful because I don't want to be an asshole.
Yeah.
And he's like, exactly. You know, it's funny. But that was one of my biggest obstacles. Ever since that, I was able to, it's changed. I know I'm not going to be an asshole. I have the best three and obviously with Victory behind me. For me, that's where I go. I haven't been there for a while, especially with quarantine, but even then I was struggling a lot. But Pastor Paolo would reach out to me and says, I haven't seen you well, but I understand you're probably going through something. And I was, right? And they're there. But I would say you're right. The best business book, best, you know, successful mindset book is the Bible. You know, everything in there, like the whole surround yourself with the people. That's who you're going to become. It's from the Bible. It's not from Simon Sinek or a guru. It was actually in the Bible. I can't remember which passage, but it's actually in there. And it's hilarious how people are like, oh, I'm not religious, but I want to be successful. No, there's a balance, bro. You need to be balanced. You know what I mean? Cause there's nothing worse than being like your accountability circle will tell you the F off if it went to your head. Which is great to have an accountability, because that's the ones that you know. Because if I ever show up my abang and think I'm better than anyone, my best friend Mark will tell me, you're an idiot. Stop it.
We always don't want to call us out when, you know, when we're getting off to some points that it's not who we are. And, you know, mentioning spirituality, it's really creating, you know, so much abundance. When I talk about abundance, it's just not in wealth. It's also in health. People got to honor their health. Yeah. People got to honor their bodies. They had to feed it right, exercise it right. Another thing around abundance is the relationship, maintaining that certain level of love in all of your relationship.
Yeah.
I don't want, like what you said, I don't want to be rich and be an asshole. I want to be that rich guy who loves a lot of people and people loves back as well. Yeah. And at the same time, having so much joy and peace in himself. That comes from spirituality. And I love it when you said, you agree with me that the Bible is the best, because look at my biggest, you know, more than the Dan Locks, more than the Grant Cardones, more than the Tony Robbins, the best leader I found is in Jesus. Why?
Yeah.
He started with 12 people. Right now it's 2.5 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy. Look at how the business was sustained.
Yeah.
2,000 years after, it's still, you know,
exactly.
It's
like Jesus is, you know, I mean, people get caught up now because the internet, oh, you know, I'm popular because I have so many followers on my Instagram. Oh, and it all goes to the head. But I always say, well, Hitler had a million followers. Jesus only had 12. You tell me who's the better influencer, right? Like, it followers are means shit. You know what I mean? And it's what you do with that message, man. It's what you, and those 12 will spread that message to everyone else. So you're 100% right. Like, Jesus is, you know, it is. That's, if you want to be successful, especially for a young entrepreneur, man, find yourself in that. Start there first, maybe. Start there first, probably.
Another thing that what I love about him is he's clear on who he wants to be on board.
Yeah.
He knows his space. You're talking about space. He knows his space.
Yeah.
Right? And he's giving people the free will. If you want to follow me, then go. If not, that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's how he filters people, right? He told us that, right? Many will find, you know, the bigger path rather than the narrow path. And I love the narrow path simply because it automatically filters people. Yeah. And you're just surrounding the people who are right for you.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where, because, you know, I cannot be a Jesus to everybody. I cannot save everyone, but I can save anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. That, oh, I love that. That's so good.
Different, right?
I love that. So, yeah. You know what? It's a game changer for, I know for me. And I started this late in the game. Like, my entrepreneurship truly happened when I moved to the Philippines 3 years ago. That my whole life changed when I really accepted, you know, my role in this world, and also accepting Christianity and following that. You know, I still battle it like everyone else. That's fine. But you're right. Like, you know, it's day by day. You'll help somebody. Someone's going to listen to this podcast. Like, I tell people, like, you know, people say, oh, how many followers do you have? I don't care how many people are listening. If one person listened and it changed their life, that's all that matters to me. I'm not in it to become popular. I don't think you're in it to be popular. We're in it to help out. And if, like I said, if one person listens to this podcast and say they don't do it, but they know a friend that, hey, you got to listen to this. This is, you know, that's why we're doing it. You know what I mean? Because this is my passion project. You know, this whole All In is my passion. I get to talk to people like yourself. You know what I mean? And now I'm like, what time is it? It's like 12. I'm so inspired now. On a Monday, I love it. And I was already inspired because it's Monday, because I hate weekends, because it feel like everyone stops working. But for me, Monday, after talking to you, I'm like, I'm ready to go. I got no excuses now. I got no excuses. Like, look at, I'm not working from an internet cafe. I'm working from my office that has, you know, high-speed internet. I have a recording studio here. I have a, you know, laptop. What's stopping, right? And that's, you inspired that, bro. Like, you do. Like, you gotta, I can't wait for people to meet you, man. I can't wait, you know. And to go back to the spiritual aspect, I mean, it just top of mind. I'll talk to the guys, the pastors in Victory. Maybe they can also maybe mentor, if they're, you know, if they want to, young entrepreneurs that are part of the apprenticeship program. They'll also have a spiritual mentor. Maybe that's what we bring in also, is that, you know what? Talk to Pastor Paolo, talk to Pastor Jojo or Pastor Jonathan. Have a conversation with them. And you can reach out as part of the program, you can reach out to them and find guidance, because you're 100% right. It starts there first, accepting that God, you're going to be great, and God created you. So, man, this program is, wow, this is exploding right in front. And we're going to launch it next week. I think after we air your episode, we're going to launch it. And I'm excited for it, because your MTP started it all, man. Everyone has the chance to have abundance in their family. And it's not your family heritage, your lineage that's going to, you know, guarantee that. It's your heart and your confidence and your trust in upstairs in God to know that, okay, he put me here. I'm not going to waste any more time, right? I don't care if I'm, you know, still young, or, oh my God, I'm 20. Oh, I don't know. I should be playing basketball. It's still, there's a lot of time, right? So I'm excited, bro. Like, you have
me
no
as well.
Idea. Yeah, this has been an exciting, I love this. I love this episode. I'm excited about this episode because I didn't know your backstory. And now I'm taken aback I don't really happen. I've talked to so many people at the Refine. Have you seen it? I sit down with them and spend time with them. I've never heard your story. We never really talked about it. Like KMC, it was a speed dating network. So I only knew so much, but every time you came in, I was either in a meeting or, you know, we'll say hi and talk a little bit, but man, wow. Internet cafe, 300 pesos. No excuses. You went friggin' after it, bro. Yeah. You went after it, and you're still going after it, man. And I'm going to do whatever I can to get you a phone call with Dan Locke. You deserve at least that for what you've done. The fact that you're copying the haircut and everything, it's like you're the new Dan Locke. I should say that to Matt. Say, tell Dan there's a threat. There's someone coming after him.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's why I said yes to this, because a lot of my peers, especially the mid-millennials, yeah, I with MySpace, all of them are good, but out there, a lot of them doesn't have direction. You know, they're just putting up businesses here, left and right, but I'm guaranteeing that's just business for 2 to 3 years. This is not long lasting. And we want to make them, you know, be in a level where they can have that MTP as well, so that they can get excited every day working. They get excited waking up. They're aligned not only to what they want to earn or who they want to be or where they want to go. They're aligned to who they are and who they belong to.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this really excites me simply because it's a little personal as well, you know. I'm always out there, you know, being with so much compassion in me simply because I know how hard it is to start.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there, you know. Before I entered the MLM, I literally had days where I don't have to eat. I don't have to eat, or if I'm gonna eat, it's just one can of sardine or an egg. Yeah. I've been there and I don't want to be there again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And seeing where I've been, you know, just to bring this up, last night I'm talking to I'm supporting a friend's business. It's an online food delivery system again, you know, the trend right now.
Yeah.
They told me that they have this thing. They have a drink that could get you good sleep. I said to them, you know, I can try that. But though I don't really need it, because I always have a peaceful, deep sleep every night. And then they, wow, you can sleep all through that, even though with this quarantine and all. Then they said, I said, it's not that I'm not worried. Yeah, there's a little worry. There's a little fear. But I trust.
Yeah.
I just, the moment I lay down my head, I trust. I trust who? God.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%.
All is well. I mean, that's it. I failed a lot of times in my 3-year career. There are times I don't produce money. There are times that I don't have clients. But I'm always saying that, to myself, that, hey, God is faithful. God is good. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him, because he knows what he's doing more than you.
Yeah.
This is just part of the process. Yeah. You just have to keep going and enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Joshua, man, like, seriously, thank you so much for being on this episode. Like I said, I know what I'm carrying out of this conversation that will fuel me throughout the day. I'll be honest with you, that is that, you know, I'm always hungry and I'm always grinding, but this thing is added like premium fuel to my day, because it's just like, I'm excited about, you know, your story, but also that we're working together to change, to make a change. You know what I mean? We're going to get people started, or the ones, especially the ones that are getting started, we're going to help them through the tough parts, because there is going to be a lot of obstacles in front of you, especially as a young entrepreneur starting out. You'll need this. You'll need this. And we're going to be there for them, financially, business-wise, and in spiritual guidance. We're going to help these apprentices in our group. And again, we could have, I could easily went to a foreigner, young foreigner, like someone like Matt, to become our ambassador for the apprenticeship program. But bro, you're the one, like you're the one, you're the story. You're the local Filipino that's done well, that, you know, no matter what the obstacles in front of you, you're still working. I'm not saying you're done. You're just not even 5% into what you are, but you're heading in that direction. So with you, we're going to take a lot of young entrepreneurs out there. You know, you got to invest yourself. Like we talked about, do we make this free? No, you got to invest in yourself, right? Mm-hmm. This program could have been free. It could have been. We could have said, you know, let's take them, take the first 20. Nope. You got to invest in yourself. You got to say, you know what? I'm putting money down monthly or every 6 months, whatever. And you're going to invest yourself because you're going to take it seriously now. And then we're going to have the mentors and the business coaching and the spiritual guidance. And you leading that charge, bro, I'm so excited. So that's fueling me now even more so. But, you know, thank you so much, man, for being on the episode of All In. And we're going to do a round table. So be prepared to do this again. We're going to bring some other young entrepreneurs. And what I want to do, I actually want to do special episodes, young entrepreneurs episodes, just talking about with young. So we'll do a round table of you and some other young entrepreneurs talking about, you know, what it's like, a mastermind group on podcast. All right, man.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, brother.
Well, yeah, I'm really happy. On that note as well, I want to honor you for putting this up. No, I want to acknowledge this passion that you have. It's going to help a lot of us, especially young people. We need things like this. These young people need things like this. And that note that you start to get to invest yourself, that's very, very true. And they need to. If they invested in their business, so much more they need to invest to themselves.
Exactly. Awesome. All right, brother. Have an amazing day. Today's Monday. Take advantage of it. Let's kill it. All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to All In, a podcast brought to you by The Refine, a gentleman's lifestyle experience. Visit therefinedlounge.com for more details.